John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available, as always, through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Joining us for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, a star of AGT. You see the way I did that, Samuel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because cool. Now I'm trying to be super cool, because that's everybody in the business is saying AGT, America's Got Talent. Samuel J. Comroe is here. Good morning to you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
It's good. Thanks for having me.
It looks like it's going well for you because so far, I guess we should tell people that you have Tourette's,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't winked, squinched.
I said it. That's the trigger. is telling me that I don't have Tourette's. That's what happens.
You have the Twitch Tourette's. You don't have the F-bomb Tourette's, right?
Right.
I need to know that up front.
I know. Yeah, every radio station's fear. A lot of this is a common misconception. A lot of people think that only 10% of people have that kind of cussing.
Uh-huh.
Most people have it. I have. So when I cuss you out, it's from the heart.
Oh, thank you.
Because I hate you. Yeah,
all right. Was it rough growing up? I mean, and how do you go through life with Tourette's and then go, I'm going to be a stand-up comic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how. I got picked on so much. I got bullied so much when I was younger, and I just realized, like, I should just take their jokes and make money off of it. That's what I did.
Now, did you know other Tourette's kids when you were a kid?
No, I didn't know anybody else had it. Yeah, I didn't know anybody until I started doing stand-up, and then I started inspiring a lot of other people with Tourette's, mm-hmm. and that's when I kind of started getting a lot of messages, especially after AGT.
Okay, well, that's great. But how, I mean, you go up on stage, right, and... You know, do you immediately start telling people that, like, okay, look, I got Tourette's, don't let this bother you?
Yeah, I used to. When I first started stand-up, I wasn't talking about it at all because I just wanted to be, like, a funny stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be, like, the Tourette's guy.
Right.
And
right.
then I just realized stand-up comedy is about being vulnerable and being real on stage, so I started bringing it out.
Right.
And now that I did AGT, I can kind of go back to not having to mention it as much up front and get back into what I really want to talk about.
And what is it that you really want to talk about, Sam?
Tourette's, yeah. It's all I have. It's really all I have.
But as a kid, did you, like, is there, like, a Tourette's camp? Is there anything like that? Or, you know, what do you do in the summertime?
Yeah. My parents sent me to Tourette's camp.
There is a Tourette's camp.
There is, yeah.
Okay.
It's a real place. It's a horrible place. Because that's the problem. It's like when you brought up Tourette's, I started twitching more.
It's
real when you start looking at other people with Tourette's, you start twitching more. It's probably why my parents didn't let me hang out with other people with Tourette's after the Tourette's camp experience. I went there on the first day, 100 kids filled in like a circle, we're all holding hands, and then all of a sudden we just start breakdancing. My parents were like, this is it. This isn't worse than what it was supposed to be.
So, oh my God, because I'm noticing when I do bring it up, that's when you twitch. Other times, you're not doing it at all.
I know. It's everybody's favorite thing to do. They people don't realize it, but they come up after shows and like, I didn't even realize you had Tourette's. And right when they say it, I'm like, well, there it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Now, you have a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How old is your daughter?
She just turned one, January 1st.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Toddler boat.
My kid turned two on the 11th.
Oh, awesome.
So we're on the same boat.
And then when's your kid turn to?
March.
March, okay. Yep. All right. Yep. So, you know, and now, is there any chance?
Oh, yeah.
50%
chance.
50% chance.
That she'll have it,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's scary, especially now, because she's at the age where her head just flaps around a lot. So everything she does, I'm like, she got it. My wife's like, she's hungry. I'm like, oh, we'll see.
But what kind of things would people say to you, like growing up? Because you said you've turned this into, you know, your comedy act. So.
Right, yeah. I just got picked on all the time. You know, they just point out the fact that I twitched my face. I was different, this and that. I had one encounter where it was like the first day after I got diagnosed. Kid came up to me and was like, hey, man, I heard you got it. I was like, yeah, I do. He was like, can I come over to your house after school? It was the first time somebody in a positive way was like reacting to it. And I was like, oh, shoot, I'm about to make a friend. This is crazy. He came out of my house and like 10 minutes into hanging out in my room, he was like, where is it? And I was like, it's in me, bruh. And he's like, no, for real, where is it? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, the game where shapes fall into other shapes. And I was like, yo, that's Tetris. I have it, but you can't play because you don't know what words are.
Oh, my God. Well, Samuel J. Comroe is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. And you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Good luck to you. And I hope you have great shows. This is your first time in Philly?
Yeah, first time here.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself. You've done it. You've already off to a good start because you're not doing a show on Sunday.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.